Kamala Harris gave plea deal to illegal alien months before he killed Drew Rosenberg. By John Binder on October 31, 2020. In the first week of November 2010, then San Francisco District Attorney Kamala Harris won her statewide race to become California's Attorney General. 2 weeks later, Angel Dad Don Rosenberg lost his son Drew, 25 years old, at the hands of an illegal alien. On November 16, 2010, second-year law student Drew Rosenberg was killed in San Francisco by Roberto Gallo, an illegal alien from Honduras who had been granted temporary protected status, TPS, to stay in the United States. Gallo hit Drew, who was riding his bike, and ran him over twice before attempting to flee the scene of the crash. Gallo stopped his car on Drew's abdomen, prompting a group of bystanders to help lift the car off of him. A year before Drew's death, then San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom, D., implemented a policy that allowed unlicensed drivers about 20 minutes to find a licensed driver to drive their car so that it would not be impounded by the city. The policy ensured illegal aliens, driving without licenses, could be pulled over, cited, and fined without having to deal with having their car impounded. As district attorney, Harris seemed to follow the Newsom policy, Rosenberg said. It was a decision by the city of San Francisco that if you're here illegally, you don't have to follow the law, Rosenberg told Breitbart News. And as district attorney, it was Kamala's job to say, you can't do that, you can't tell people that they can drive without a license. Months before Drew was killed, in June 2010, Gallo was pulled over by San Francisco police officers for driving the wrong way down a one-way street. Gallo was arrested and charged with driving without a license and driving without insurance. Harris's office offered Gallo a plea deal that would allow him to escape the more serious charges of driving without a license and driving without insurance by pleading guilty to driving the wrong way. Rosenberg said Gallo had taken a driver's test on three occasions and failed each time. In a 2013 post, detailing his son's case in great length, Rosenberg wrote, "The inspector told us it was a slam-dunk felony vehicular homicide. There were no skid marks from Gallo's car as he never attempted to stop. He also told us that Gallo had been caught driving without a license, driving the wrong way on a one-way street and driving without insurance in June 2010. The case would now be in the hands of the San Francisco District Attorney's Office." Emphasis added. On July 27, 2010, Gallo appeared in traffic court for his June 14 charges. The DA's office had cut him a deal: plead guilty to driving the wrong way on a one-way street and the charges for driving without a license and driving without insurance would be dropped. At this point, Gallo had already been driving again for 45 days. Of course, he took the deal. The DA's office refuses to tell us if he ever paid the ticket for the wrong way violation. Rosenberg said he eventually discovered, after a year of asking the district attorney's office, that Gallo paid the $220 ticket. Through his own findings in the case, Rosenberg learned that Gallo was able to almost immediately begin driving in San Francisco again after his car was impounded for the June 2010 arrest and charges. The very next day, Gallo apparently signed the car title over to Digna Guzman, who quickly got herself and Gallo insured on the car. That same day, Guzman was able to get the car from impound and Gallo began driving, Rosenberg said. In a letter to Harris dated February 21, 2011, who was now Attorney General, Rosenberg pressed her office about why Gallo had been offered such a plea deal and was allowed to get his car from impound so quickly against state law. Rosenberg wrote to Harris, "I am not writing you as the Attorney General. I'm writing to you because you were the District Attorney of San Francisco when Roberto Gallo was first arrested in June. You were the District Attorney when this tragedy occurred. You were the District Attorney when the preliminary hearing fiasco occurred. The staff of the District Attorney's office was under your control and responsibility. And what I have recently learned is that when Roberto Gallo was caught driving without a license, without insurance and driving the wrong way down a one-way street, your DA's office offered and Gallo accepted a plea on the lesser charge of driving the wrong way down a one-way street. Your DA's office dropped the charge of driving without a license and without insurance charges. Why would your DA's office do that? Could there have been an easier conviction? My son is dead because the DA's did not, and continues to believe, that driving without a license is a big deal." Emphasis added. Although no one will confirm, It certainly appears that the policy of the San Francisco District Attorney's Office is not to prosecute unlicensed drivers unless they are in a fatal collision. Since you were the district attorney, I have to believe that this was your policy and your department implemented it. Emphasis added. Gallo was convicted of voluntary manslaughter. He spent 43 days in jail for killing Drew. The Rosenberg case is not the first time Harris has been involved in such a matter. As Breitbart News reported, Harris failed to prosecute illegal alien MS-13 gang member Edwin Ramos in a traffic violation months before he went on to murder 48-year-old Tony Bologna and two of his sons, 20-year-old Michael and 16-year-old Matthew. Angel mom Danielle Bologna publicly pleaded with Harris to seek the death penalty against Ramos. Harris refused and instead sought a life sentence. Similarly, Harris implemented a jobs program as San Francisco District Attorney. Harris's Back on Track program allowed 18 to 30-year-olds to plead guilty to drug felonies so long as they agreed to spend a year in the program, living where they chose. The program was open to illegal aliens like then 20-year-old Alexander Zaguirre, who had pled guilty to selling cocaine. Months after Zaguirre was put in Harris's Back on Track program, he robbed then 29-year-old Amanda Kiefer before jumping into an SUV to run her over. Kiefer suffered ear bleeding and a fractured skull as a result of the attack. Not until a year after Kiefer's assault did Harris acknowledge that her Back on Track program for convicts had provided jobs to illegal aliens. Once she learned of their inclusion, Harris allowed illegal aliens to finish their time in the program. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.